The monster was expecting me. At least that was how it seemed as I approached the edge of the barrier to Sorrowfell, breaking through the mist to find the demon, Malocaron. The thought that this creature anticipated me was nonsense, of course. He was only a 10-foot-tall blob of jelly with dark, sharp hairs protruding from his so-called flesh. He'd no capacity to think or to plot, only to destroy. Yet as I stood before the ancient, I couldn't shake the idea that he knew me. The barrier was invisible, but its protection was absolute. These lands had been gifted to Blackwood's family by a fairy lord, and as such could not be accessed without a Blackwood's permission. I stood my ground and stared at Malocaron, the pale destroyer, studying the writhing shapes within the mass of pale jelly. Were they the monster's latest victims, now being digested? The pain in my shoulder flared to think of it. "There are more today, Henrietta." Mariah had worn her peacock blue cloak, providing a dab of colour against the winter landscape. She pointed toward figures shambling out of the fog to stand beside Malocaron, their master. These creatures appeared human, but only vaguely. Their faces had melted, the flesh on their hands and arms bubbling with sores. Familiars, servants of the seven ancients. Malocaron roared, sounding like nothing so much as a lion trapped in a vat of jam. The sound shook snow from the trees, but we were safe behind the barrier. Mariah was right. More creatures arrived every day. 10 this morning, I counted, scribbling the number in my journal. Blackwood had thought it odd that I'd volunteer to check the borders in the early morning. It wasn't a particularly glamorous or warm job, but it was the only way that Mariah and I could work in secret on her, well, her particular destiny. Being the chosen one, she'd a great responsibility. "What have you got for me today?" Mariah towed the very line of the barrier. She and Malocaron were a mere half foot from one another. I believe the ball of putrescence purred at having such a challenger near. I slid my pencil and notebook into my little reticule and tied the strings. "Can you manage an ice tunnel from back here?" Mariah summoned a stinging cloud of needle-sharp snow, then flung it past the barrier to engulf Malocaron, who disappeared from view. The world before us turned a violent white for several minutes before Mariah lowered her hands, settling the snow and ice. If we had anticipated a great bellowing charge from the ancient, we were disappointed. Malocaron had rolled a half foot to the left at most. Snow had settled on him like a dusting of sugar upon a cake. Perhaps not. Try something with the trees. Mariah took my advice readily, placing her hands on the earth. With a grunt, she dug her fingers into the snow. Malocaron was surrounded on either side by tall, ancient pines. At Mariah's order, they bent like graceful dancers in the midst of a plié. The branches sought to entrap the demon, who simply rolled a few yards back, completely out of harm's way. "So far, I've a knack for moving ancients slightly to the left," Mariah muttered. "Yes, but you do it so well." As far as encouraging words went, mine left a lot to be desired. Honestly, it felt like the bloody monster was humouring us. Mariah put the trees back in their proper place. Huffing, she stood. Her face was flushed, and not merely with the cold. Disappointment painted her features. "Suppose that's enough for now," she grumbled, slipping her hands inside her cloak for warmth. "I think we're making real progress." Malocaron pulsed steadily, the noise coming from him a steady buzz. He appeared to have fallen asleep. "Bother it all." Mariah led our way down the snowy path. I cast one look back at the barrier, at the rotting familiars and Malocaron. Perhaps I was a dreadful teacher for the true, chosen one. Why hadn't the prophecy come with a nice instruction manual, woven into its back?